This is the Friends of History Debating Society. I'm John Batts with Jeremy Zakas, who's teaching me cricket. And I watch it on YouTube, and I begin to pick up the patterns of conduct. There, I'm making the difference between the five-day test, and the T20, very quick three-hour game. But I am confounded by the quality of the Australian team. What has happened, Jeremy?
Well, John, it seems to be that Ashes team, that really cohesive unit that we saw earlier this year that gave England an absolute whomping when it comes to T20, that much shorter match. So, I mean, you were right, the five matches that were in the Ashes, we won, we completely beat the English. When it comes to T20, which is, you know, those three-hour games, that fast style of cricket, we are just absolutely terrible. I don't think there's any other way to say it. And the worst part here, John, is that guys that won the Ashes test are the same guys playing, or mostly the same guys playing in T20 against an English team, which has been rejigged a little bit since the Ashes, but not completely changed over. So for whatever reason, I don't know if it's our team's lost its mojo or they're just trying different tactics that are obviously not working. We're just doing terribly at cricket, and it's just not getting any better, John. And the worst part is, it's against the English, who we theoretically should be just walking over at every step. And when I say we're doing terribly, John, just to give you some understanding, I mean, this latest T20 series where we had three games, there was no way we were going to win any three of them because of the fact that we just couldn't get onto the ball. We couldn't bat. We just couldn't bowl. The English were all over our series and able to actually, you know, hit us out of the park is probably the best way to put it. And the reality is we're now coming into what's called the World Cup series. So next year, John, every 4 years we have the World Cup, which is also seen as kind of on par with the Ashes. So this is a very much a prestigious event. This team we're seeing now for the Australians is going to be part of the World Cup team. And if they can't even beat the English in what's, you know, pretty much just a bit of a test match, you know, a quick 20-over match, I don't think we've got much going for us, unfortunately, John, coming into this summer. It's very scary for us when it comes to cricket.
All right, a couple of lessons in the language of cricket. I read from the report of this T20 loss to England. Finch, in his 100th T20 international, was caught on the cover point boundary after charging Wokes, while Marsh was squared up and caught behind. I don't know what that means, Jeremy.
this is high cricket, John. I'll address the first point there. So on the cover point boundary, basically it means that the English side had picked what the batting style was of Finch and had managed to get the fielders into an area where they almost were certain that on a certain type of ball, he would hit the ball. And sure enough, he did. Charging Wokes, that's actually sort of got two meanings. Charging can mean basically you're having a very aggressive batting style. So you're hitting every single ball, and Wokes being the bowler in this case. Or it could also mean too that basically as soon as he hit the ball, he was basically going to run. So the charging effect is that they're basically running at the bowler at the other end. So in this case, I think it was more so that charging Wokes was because they were constantly trying to hit the ball and he was hitting the ball. But then when you get to Marsh was squared up and caught behind, what that actually means, the squared up, is that the bowler has figured out what Marsh's batting style was and what he was swinging at and what he wasn't swinging at. And what he did was he delivered a ball which looked like one type of bowling style but was actually another. So I suspect it was going to look like a spinner, so a ball that was going to land in front of him and go completely the opposite direction to where he thought it was, but actually just delivered a normal ball which just went straight down towards the wicket. So it forced Marsh to square up and basically get ready to hit that spinner when the ball basically just went straight through him. And so what happened is Marsh nicked the ball off his bat and was caught behind by the person behind, or basically the fielder behind the stump. So it's amazing how much description you can get in such a couple of small terms there. But again, John, this is cricket lingo at its finest.
Jeremy Zakas is helping me understand cricket at the same time. Neither of us understand how a team that was so triumphant last summer is conducting itself as almost defeatism. Almost when they show up in the field that they're ready to lose. But it's T20, right, Jeremy? This is T20. This is not the big five-day match.
That's right. This is where they can experiment. And I think this is the great part about the introduction of T20 about 20 years ago now. is that they brought in this series which allowed these teams to experiment almost live and in the field instead of just in those smaller practice games, but experiment against the teams they would be playing in the larger matches. So, you know, in some way, I do wonder how much might be also, again, you know, psychological operations in that this might not be the strongest Australian side, but what they're doing is testing a lot of scenarios and strategies against the English. So they've lost now, but they're probably learning in the background certain things the English are doing in preparation for the World Cup. So this, you know, it's a bit of mind games here, John. This is something I think the cricket world is great at when it comes to these behemoths of teams, you know, especially the English, the Australians, and the Indian side does it too quite a bit. We're all playing our mind games. So, John, I mean, I'm worried. I'm a little bit scared for them, but I think the reality is we'll see a different Australian side come out in the next series.
Jeremy Zakas in New South Wales, where it is not flooding yet. This is the Friends of History Debating Society. I'm John Batchelor.